The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. The 4th of November, a week from today, is Veterans Day. A week from yesterday is Marine Corps Ball.
Food.
What?
Oh, the food. It's the Marine Corps Ball.
It's good.
It is so good.
Birthday cake. Tri-tip chicken, vegetarian lasagna for the those,
and also it's National Candy Day.
It's what, next week?
No, today.
Well, today's not the birthday. Okay. If you've been listening, I said next Thursday.
All right.
Okay, the 4th of November, National Candy Day. 7:06 in the morning. This job's hard enough. The job's hard enough.
Hey, it's almost the weekend. Hey,
it is. It's Friday, November the 4th, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm here.
Good morning.
You've already messed it up here. Who was in here yesterday? And I've got my earphones turned up. Okay, I got it over here too. Okay, I'm here. If it's Friday and it's 7:06 in the morning, we got to have Haven Humane, and Katrina's with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You brought the, what is it, the quintessential pit bull. He has the brindle. He has that half-white face. He is friendly. He's sitting here going, I want to go home. Take me home. Country roads. Okay, tell us about Lucky.
Yeah, no, he's so handsome. So Lucky is 4 years old, and he is rolling on the floor right now, just having the time of his life. He's super friendly. He is only 4 years old, but I often mistake and think he's a little older because he is very mature and just a very laid-back kind of dog. He definitely loves playing with toys and everything, but for the most part, he's the kind of dog that just wants to lay at your side all day. He's super sweet.
He was over there rolling, and I give him the old, and he comes right over. He's not afraid. He gives you the friendly look. His tail is wagging. He lets you scratch his ears. He's happy. Yeah.
He is.
Do you think there's a way I could train him to jump on my producers, though? I mean,
he's friendly.
a friendly jump and a lick in up there, in their mouth.
I mean, I think anything is possible. He's a smart boy.
He is smart. And I tell you what, he is a pit bull, okay? He is a pit bull. There might be other stuff in him. But some pit bulls have that when they smile. And this dog smiles.
He does.
He does. The way they look, and they look up at you, big smile on his face, and he's happy. And where'd you get him? Is it another stray or what?
So actually, Lucky did come from a home. He's been with us for about 2 months, but his owners, unfortunately, were moving, and they couldn't take him with them.
Oh.
So he has lived in a home, which I think is pretty apparent with most of his behavior.
Yeah, okay, that explains a lot.
Yeah, he's very, he's crate trained, and he's just very, I think he just knows. He knows how to be.
He knows how to be in a house.
Exactly.
And he's crate trained, so that's cool, so you can put him in his crate, at night, if that's what you want. I wouldn't. I'd like to have a dog like Lucky walking around the house at night.
Yeah, I think he would be fine, too.
Yeah.
And they said that he is really good with kids as well.
Okay.
No cats for this boy.
Well, that's not the only one. I mean, you get chihuahuas and there's no cats around.
Exactly.
So.
But he's great with people of all ages, and he does like some dogs.
45 pounds, 50?
I'd say about 50.
Okay. He's kind of, but he's not that real blocky. Okay. He is a lean pit bull. He's not blocky. He's not 12 inches tall and 46 inches wide. No, you've got yourself a dog that could go on runs with you, is what I'm thinking of, and go for long walks.
Definitely.
Would you say that?
Yeah. I think he would love
good
that.
Good with kids. And how about other dogs?
He likes some dogs. So he's a little picky of his friend choices.
Why should that make him different than anybody else?
Right. Smart. So, yeah, so he does like some dogs. So, of course, if you have a dog in your home, you would need to bring them down so they can meet if you're interested in adopting him.
Okay. What else is going on down there?
So right now we are doing something super exciting. We're doing a food drive.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So we've got that going on. And with that, if you bring in some non-perishable human food, we have to specify there. So anything like canned, boxed, bagged, we're waiving adoption fees completely.
Okay, so here it is, people. You can help people during the Thanksgiving time, the Christmas time. Just go down to a grocery store. Pick up stuff like dressing in a box, gravy in a can, beans, green beans, corn, what's that other stuff we eat?
Asparagus? Oh.
No, God, you don't eat asparagus.
I do.
Thanksgiving. Well, that is, yeah. No, cranberry sauce. Get all that, you know, put them in a bag and bring them down. And then you can take Lucky home.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's a win-win situation.
It is. Lucky gets a home. You help people. My gosh, you'll feel great about yourself. The dog will sit there next to you while you're watching the football games this weekend and look up at you with love because he knows I'm home.
That's right. That was beautiful.
Damn, I almost take him home myself. You got room. You know what? He probably likes sheep.
No. I've got enough sheepdogs.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Okay, hon. You know what? I hope Lucky gets... Next week, tell me if Lucky's still around. I mean, he is just a good dog. He's a brindle with that white on him. Like, half his face is white. I'm sold on this dog.
As you should be. He's amazing.
Not every dog you bring in am I sold on. But this one, and his nose is... Because he's got a white face, it's a white face like that. Around his nose, it's pink.
Yeah.
So here you got a pit bull, right? You've got a pink nose. Yes, I know.
No, he's a special guy.
Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very, very much. And so they can make a call.
Yes, they can. They can call 530-241-1653. We are doing adoptions by appointment. However, we do try to accommodate walk-ins as well, so don't be afraid to come on down to the shelter and say hello and maybe come visit with Lucky today.
There you go. And bring a grocery bag of food. It's going to be, it'll cost you $10, and here you can take home a great dog and help people. So,
exactly.
Well, it would have cost you $10. Pre-Biden. Okay, I'm not getting in that. But it's still, you know, you can still do it for $10 and you can take home a great dog. Thank you very, very much.
Of course. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, one of the things that happens in your life, do you sleep well?
Some days.
Some days. Do you, is it because you got a lot of things going or you get in late or...
Oh, it's a multitude of reasons. There's coyotes, there's...
Oh, that's right, because you have to take care of the animals.
Yeah.
You have two huge dogs.
I do. They're barking very loudly at coyotes.
What are your dogs called?
Their names, or...
No. What kind of...
They're... they're Anatolian Shepherds.
Anatolian Shepherds. I looked them up after you told me what you had, and these are those big white dogs that... take care of animals. Mm-hmm. They put them out with sheep or goats or other animals, and they are the guard dogs that people can count on out there. And they're very protective of the animals that they're watching. So, but one of the things about having a Sleep Number bed is yesterday. Linda and I were at the Simpson University fundraiser golf tournament. It's cold out there. It was so cold that they didn't, we couldn't tee off at 8 because of the frost. So we had to wait till 9. So then, you know, you're packing down coffee and all this, and then you realize on the golf course, there's only like one spot, two spots maybe, you go to the bathroom. So Anyway, it was a great tournament. They gave out great little bling bags. Water bottles and a sleeve of golf balls, which I needed right away. Yeah, I'm probably the only one that can lose a ball off the first tee. And there's, it just goes out there and just
disappears.
Hides itself. but you get a lot of things going. And then at night when you're trying to relax and you're trying to find that right spot, here, with the Sleep Number bed, you can adjust that bed to anywhere from the most firm at 100 down to almost zero. Well, to zero. So it's absolutely soft in there. So the idea is that you can adjust the bed that works for you for that night, and it gives you a great, great night's sleep. My Sleep Number saying last night was like 75. Linda's Sleep Number saying last night was 30. And that was the kind of days we had running around. I only got to play like five holes. I had to run off to a meeting because the Marine Corps ball next week. We had our final meeting. Got the number 300 people.
Yeah,
that's not bad after 2 years of not having it. to get them back like that, and a new way of bringing them in through Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, we're lucky right now because it's so cold at night. Because the ideal sleeping weather is around 68, which means our room is probably around 65. Because we like sleeping in the cold. But when you get into bed and if you're cold, our Sleep Number bed allows us to warm our feet.
Oh, no.
It's decadent. It is. But you can get that. And why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. And they have proven it, that you sleep better on Sleep Number. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's special weekend, their weekend special. You can save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed plus special financing. Now, that ends Monday, November 7th, only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Learn more at sleepnumber.com, but, special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We really like our bed. The people that have bought them that know us, they like their beds. I can't say enough about a good night's sleep. We all deserve it. We'll be right back.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Latin level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebot. 7:22 in the morning here on the 4th of November, and this portion of the show brought to you by BMT Satellite, the Redding's Dish premier local retailer. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call our local number, Doug Tooley, at BNT Satellite at 530-241-3474. You're going to get better deals and a lot better service than calling that 800 number. BNT Satellite. And in our joy of having the dog here,
aww,
we forgot to do the weather.
That was a great dog, though.
It was a great dog.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather?
Oh, well, today it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 62. Tonight it's going to be a 40% chance of rain after 3 a.m., so it's going to get cold and very rainy. Saturday is rain. Saturday night is a 30% chance of rain. Sunday is rain, mainly afternoon, high near 56. Sunday night is rain, low around 38. Monday, rain, high near 49. Monday night, rain. Cloudy with low around 40. And then, yeah, rain.
Okay, it looks like the rest of the week. We've got, you know, this is great. You know, I was driving back from,
the golf course.
East on 44, I'm sorry, west on 44.
Oh, yeah.
And I looked up in the mountains, got snow all over them.
It's
Yeah, it sure is.
Do you go skiing?
No.
Oh.
No. I look at it from afar. If we've never been to the Mount Shasta Ski Park.
Oh.
So this year.
That's your goal?
We keep telling ourselves we're going to go up there. We're going to go into the lodge there, have a hot toddy, watch people skiing and crashing and, you know, coming in. The the ski patrol bringing people and we'll sit up there. I was thinking about just getting like putting my arm in a sling and just,
you know. Yeah, oh, that skiing was
down.
Hard.
Yeah, man. I said, coming down the black diamonds, you know. And but we are going to go up there. But I understand they have tubing. Tubing's fine.
Okay.
Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. I've been doing this for a couple of decades. All the propane comes out of one tank down around, Southern California, someplace, Valero. So it comes down to customer service. They have great customer service. They have so many people that are happy that they've chosen Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has discounts for seniors and veterans and much more. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Shasta, for some reason it just irritates me here that, here's the election. And Shasta Lake City Council, it's got three spots open. And on their ballot, as everybody knows, there's only two spots. Why? Well, the county clerk's office screwed it up. And that was really our fault. Okay. I mean, you only got, I'm not sure what the county clerk does every day. But a few times, at least once a year or every other year, you got elections. You would think you'd like be geared up for that and that you'd have this SOP, standard operating procedures. And one of them is if you have three candidates running, you should have three candidates on the ballot. I mean, was that written in there? You should have on the ballot should be every candidate that's running for that spot.
Sounds challenging, though. Three spots, three people.
And then you print the ballots after 12 people look at it. Okay, is this a right ballot? Is this a right ballot? Well, somewhere in along there, maybe a newer person, who knows? Maybe, whatever, would have spotted it. I'm not sure. Anyway, they missed it. And the only thing that I understand human error. Nobody died from it. If there's human error and somebody dies, it's a lot more serious. But the thing that I don't understand is this was totally a county mistake. And why the idea was floated that the city of Shasta Lake, or Shasta Lake City, should pay for half of of the special election. Which is going to be like $80,000. So their half would be like $40,000. I'm not sure. I read things, this was floated by, but I'm not sure if that's true. I don't believe things on Facebook unless I post them. if I post them, I know where I'm coming
from.
That's
100% correct.
No, it hasn't been. But what I do is go back, I was really wrong on this one. So I don't believe things like that. So I don't say anything, but I have phone calls going out. Anyway, the city, Shasta Lake City says, no, we shouldn't pay for this. It wasn't our problem. And Supervisor Jones, whose district includes Shasta Lake, has said he believes the county should pay for the election. They made the mistake. They should make it right. I agree. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a big one. Twitter employees are a little bit upset. I don't care. Yes, they filed a lawsuit claiming mass layoffs because Elon Musk announced yesterday, hey, I'm laying off like half of you people.
Okay.
So there's a lawsuit that says you need to give them more notice than one day. After he bought it, he sent a letter out to employees saying about half the company's 7,500-person workforce be losing their job starting today. And he's doing it to place Twitter on a healthy economic path. We go through the difficult process of reducing our global workforce on Friday. Sent it in an email to everybody. I bet it's a good thing. You should probably check your email every day, especially if it comes from Elon.
Oh.
Anyway, they've already fired the CEO, the chief financial officer, and policy chief when he came aboard. You know, the Worker Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act requires large companies to notify workers 2 months in advance of planned job cuts.
So they got canned 2 months early. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's a kind of thing that he could, give them 1 day. Is, you know, unless there is a severance package.
I was going to say, don't they get severance?
Yeah, you know, if it gives them, if he says, look, okay, I'm going to give you a severance package of 2 months, but as of Friday, you're out of here. So he's going to pay him for 2 months, but he doesn't have to pay health, he doesn't have to pay insurance, he doesn't have to do any of that. I'm going to pay you, though, for 2 months. Go out and find a job.
Hmm.
I don't know. Hmm. But that doesn't appear to be what he did.
Right. And then wouldn't they have to work for those 2 months because he's paying them?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Oh.
Because he'll save money. And, I mean, he can bring in other people that he wants to do. He can streamline the company.
Oh, that will work.
Then,
okay.
And then, and if they're there, there's going to be people that are just angry.
Oh.
And so that's why when people get fired, you fire them on a Friday. And then they pick up all their stuff, and they're perp walked out to the car, and off they go. You that way on a Monday, if you fire them on a Monday, and you got, you know, okay, they've got all week to get a hold of people. So you fire them on a Friday. So what he's doing is, if I keep you here after telling you I'm going to fire you, there's all types of damage you can do to my company. All right, let's take a break because we're getting ready to have Ethan Hansen's local sports show kick right in here. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's community, people are here. It's local board of directors, people around here own Cornerstone Community Bank. It's not a national brand, but they've been in business 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 in Redding right here, and, of course, 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Ethan Hansen and the local sports show.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Redding loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Redding, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Redding Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Pardon for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Pardon for Redding City Council 2022.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bait and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Well, hey, it's Friday and it's time for Ethan Hansen and the 530 Blitz.
Thanks, Carl. Welcome to the 530 Blitz, everybody. Happy Friday morning, where we talk about sports happening across the Shasta County community. And joining me from Palo Isidro to start things off is Foothill Offensive Coordinator Todd Buck, as we'll talk about Foothill's final regular season game against Pleasant Valley, and then we'll be joined later in the half hour by Bethel coach and former Simpson women's basketball coach Derek Pringle and current Simpson women's basketball coach Edgar Mendez. But Todd, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great, Ethan. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so congratulations on this season. You're now 8-1, and let's just briefly touch back on what was an absolute stellar performance by your team last week against Enterprise, winning the Shasta Union High School District Trophy and really just flexing. I mean, 41-6. Your quarterback threw for over 300 yards, Davis Smith. So let's get into it, Coach. Why were you so successful last week in throwing on Enterprise?
You know what? Our kids just came out really ready to play. You know, we treat every game the same, whether it be Enterprise, Chico, Foothill, PB. You know, we just go out and treat each opponent as the same, and we play our game. You know, there were some matchups that we really liked that we tried to take advantage of, and our kids did a great job executing our game plan.
Coach, it kind of almost felt like, you know, you had two teams, both talented, but one team just seemed like it had been there before. You had, you know, gone through a tight game against Edison, came back and won. And for Enterprise, it really felt like it was sort of like their first taste of a playoff atmosphere. And, you know, maybe the atmosphere did sort of get to them. Do you feel like maybe it was just there was so much mental composure from your side that this team really knew what to do and what it had at stake?
Well, you know, after last year's run that we made, you know, with, you know, mostly a junior and sophomore dominated group, we've got some very experienced kids. You know, we made a long run into the playoffs, into the section championship game, and we returned quite a few players off of that team. So I think maybe experience, you know, I don't know. I can't speak for Enterprise, but our kids just came out and did what they do. You know, our playmakers made plays. Our defense was stellar all night. You know, we got good field position. We caught an early break in the game with a special teams mistake that Enterprise made that gave us a short field. And we got up early. You know, we're a team that's very explosive. And when we get that momentum going, it's hard to stop us. You know, our kids thrive off the energy of, you know, the offense, the defense, and the special teams. And we like to, you know, capitalize on those mistakes. And when we do and we get things going, the energy just gets really high on our sidelines, where everybody thinks they can make a play. And they really believe they're going to, no matter what side of the ball they're on.
Yeah, and now let's talk about that energy and how it now pertains to this week. You go from Enterprise to Pleasant Valley, a team that is really going to physically try to push your limits. What did you see against PV that you think is going to pose the biggest challenge? I know they have a 6'7" defensive lineman. I know that you know that they're big, they're strong, and they're going to try to impose their will on you.
Yeah, and we understand that, and it's just, you know, it's kind of, we're hoping that our speed offsets their size. We understand the physical task that we have ahead of ourselves. You know, we knew going into this season when we saw our schedule, the gauntlet of the last three games that we had, you know, Chico, Enterprise, PV, and then probably somewhat of the same thing going through playoffs. You know, we've got our handful. You know, PV has probably circled this game since we knocked them out of the playoffs last year. You know, this has probably been a game that they circled early on their calendar, and you know, we just need to match that intensity early and weather the storm. And like you said, you know, they are big and physical. They are, this is what PB does. They want to impose their will on you. They want to push you around. And, you know, I think, if we play well, you know, the scoreboard will take care of itself. You know, we're going to go out and do our thing, and PB's going to do the same, and we'll see what happens.
Now, Coach, not only is this program of yours playing for a number one seed, but it's also playing for history. It's been 12 seasons since Foothill last clinched the Eastern Athletic League title outright. It's been a decade since Foothill has also won and shared the title. So is there, I mean, the term pride seems like, you know, such a cliche, but when you're in the locker room and you're talking about, you know, what this team has accomplished so far, what it can accomplish with one more victory on that last lap. I mean, what are you telling your guys and to help, you know, prepare them for this moment that they're about to, you know, walk through tonight?
Well, we know what's ahead of us. We don't talk about it a lot. You know, we tend to focus on the opponent each week. It's really been, good for our kids to instead of thinking about the big picture, go at it. I know it's cliche, but go at it week to week. You know, tonight, PV, if we take care of PV, then, yeah, the league championship, a number one seed. You know, as you said, history at Foothill, you know, it's been a long time since we've had a league championship. But, you know, we take care of business tonight, and that'll take care of itself. And, you know, we have, bigger goals as well. But we're just going to go out and do what we can to, you know, play a good football game tonight against a very good team.
All right, Coach, and we're about to go on break, so I'll end you with one last question. You were once upon a time the Foothill baseball coach. You know, a lot of your listeners are thinking, wow, Todd Buck, he's now doing football. How much fun have you been having this year with this team and maybe having a little bit more responsibility on the football side this season?
It's been great. You know, I love the kids. I love, you know, the strategy of football. I've unbeknownst maybe to a lot of people, I've been around football for a long time as well. And I just enjoy, you know, being with these kids. This is a special group of kids. I coached them when they were freshmen. You know, and it's fun. It's fun. You know, football, we only get 10 games a year, so each game has to be very important. Unlike baseball, where, you know, you win or lose a game on Tuesday, you turn around and you could have a game the next day. So the strategy, the motivating these kids to get through, you know, 4 days of practice for one game, it's different. It's a different animal for the kids. It's a different animal for these, for us coaches. So having done both baseball and football, it's great.
Hey, thanks. Thank you so much, Coach. Good luck tonight against Pleasant Valley. That is the record Searchlight game of the week. We'll take a break. This is the 530 Blitz.
Thanks, Ethan.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
I'm
Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Hi, this is Erin Reznor, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear. Together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Reznor for Supervisor 2022.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Welcome back to the 530 Blitz, and joining me on the second segment of this half hour is Bethel coach, former Simpson University women's basketball coach Derek Pringle, and Simpson University women's basketball coach Edgar Mendez. The two teams are taking each other on tonight at 7 p.m., and I'm joined by both coaches here in the KCNR studio. Coach, you were here at Simpson for over 10 years. How's it feel to finally be back here?
It feels good to be back in California. A little colder than I thought it would be, but it's been great being back, though.
Awesome. And Coach Mendez, you took over, you know, very beloved man's spot, a guy that, you know, won major playoff games. And for you, you know, you're now building your own resume here and your own roots. What's it been like, you know, in your first couple of years?
Well, so far, the first year, you know, we had a great season, made the playoffs as well, and now we're trying to build to that next step and seeing where we go from here.
And it's so interesting to, you know, watch two head coaches of two college programs, you know, just sitting across the room from each other. But, you know, there's a clear amount of respect, you know, and, you know, you both have tremendous amount of experience. How are you guys, I mean, this must be like Disneyland for you guys, getting to, you know, you, Derek, getting to come to your home court and, you know, getting to, you know, face the guy who, you know, really set the standard here, Edgar.
Yeah, and it's also, we have friends in common, so I've known a lot about Derek, just a wonderful man, period, and to be able to follow him and try to push the university to the levels he was at, and God willing, even higher, it's a blessing. It's actually been really fun.
And you both made the playoffs in your first seasons too. You know, almost similar records. So do you feel that, you know, Derek, you're sort of on that same trajectory, you think?
Yeah, I followed up a guy that took a team to Nationals the year before, and then everyone graduated. So coming into my first year, trying to keep that standard of excellence was a lot for me at first, and that pressure. But my girls last year did a great job of buying into our system and what I believed in, and kind of paid off for us towards the end of the year. So I kind of feel the same way that Edgar's, just trying to, you know, keep his legacy going and see what happens.
This isn't just a homecoming for you. It's a homecoming for your wife, Nicole, who was a teacher at UPrep.
was a JV basketball coach, right, at UPrep as well. So this is a whole family affair. Did you even bring your sons here, or did you have to keep them home?
Isaiah's with me right now. He's in the hotel room sleeping. Nice. Nicole and Trey will be here later on in the day.
Awesome. And, man, you're gonna have your own cheering section. You a little worried about that, Edgar? You're gonna have a couple of Reading fans pointing at the other side, maybe wearing some Thresher colors tonight.
Well, we'll see what happens when we get there, right? Because there's still Reading's hometown university, right? So we gotta, we want people there. That's the most important thing. Whether they're cheering for them or for us, it's gonna make the crowd electric. It's gonna make a fun atmosphere. So whether they're here for Beth or for us, it's gonna be a loud gym. So we're excited about that part.
And for you, Coach, you picked up a couple of huge prospects during the off season. You bring in Levy Lindsay from Reading Christian, a big player at Northwest University, and then you get Riley Whalen from Shasta College. You're a team that's going to shoot the ball, shoot it often, and hopefully shoot for a high percentage. How excited are you to see those girls on the court tonight against Bethel?
Well, we're excited, and we talked about, in practice, Livy has brings the intensity at every moment. She doesn't know how to play soft, so she has made our team better. And I was telling our girls the other day, you guys need to be thanking her. She's created a different atmosphere and practice to help us grow. And Riley, we're excited. We recruited her really hard. We were chasing her for about 6 months, and we finally were able to sign her. So we're excited.
And again, for you, Coach, this is also a business trip for you. So for your team mentally locking into this moment tonight, what is it that you preach in your locker room?
Talked about today, well, last night, about moments, playing in big moments, big games. And even though it's, a turn for me, is more about how can we prepare for playoffs coming up, in the season, and use this game as a kind of a stepping stone for us. Knowing that Simpson's a great team, I know a lot of those players. Libby, I've known her since she was in high school, and, she's tough and hard to guard, and Roddy, the same thing as well. So we know today's going to be a hard game for us, a really competitive, tough game, and hopefully we can kind of embrace the moment and see what happens.
How emotional is it? Are you prepared, just emotionally when they call out your name during that starting five? Have you sort of walked through that moment in the mirror, when it all happens tonight?
I have not, to be honest with you. I'm really focused on my players and them enjoying this moment and being ready to play. It's not about me at all. I mean, it's good to be back home, but about our program, how we can be better and can get better from, for the rest of the season. We played a game on Wednesday and didn't play too well, so how can we respond back and play better and get, when you get to.
And again, Coach Edgar, this is your team's debut. What is it going to, what are you looking for tonight from your team to get the ball rolling in the right direction and maybe come out with a W tonight for Simpson?
Well, for us in our program, it's consistency. We talk a lot about how we play the game. I'm used to having teams that are top of the nation in assist to turnover ratio. That's really key. Don't turn the ball over. Don't give them easy opportunities. Don't give them, breakouts. So we have to make sure that we take care of the ball. We want to create a certain tempo. We always feel if it's our tempo, we have a chance to win. And if we allow the other team to impose their type of tempo, we'll struggle. So that's always a key for us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to watch these two coaches battle tonight, these two amazing programs, Simpson University, Bethel College. Thank you so much for joining me on the 530 Blitz. And we have 2 minutes left, so I just wanted to remind the fans, too, tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have the CIF Northern Section Volleyball Championships playing at Foothill College in the Division II Northern Section Championship. It'll be Foothill taking on Pleasant Valley in the Division III Championship. It'll be West Valley taking on Orland. And then we'll have a nice double local. We got to get to Division IV. Can't forget about UPrep and the state champions. UPrep is going to be playing at 1 p.m., looking to win another section title. And then we'll have a nice double local Division VI final between Fall River and Reading Christian. So before we let you guys go here, Edgar, I know you're still so new to the community, but what's something that you've learned about Reading in the last year that, has really, made this home for you?
Well, the most important part of calling it home, we went back to San Diego and got stuck in traffic. So we came back here and just absolutely remembered this is home. We're not stuck in traffic. We're getting places. So,
yeah, I know about that being from Los Angeles myself. Is there any traffic in Kansas?
There is not, which is nice. no traffic at all. I can get from corner to town about 2 minutes, so is nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Carl. Thank you so much, 1460 AM, for having the 530 Blitz. Again, you'll have tons of options this week. You can either come to Simpson University and watch Derek Pringle's Bethel College team take on Simpson at 7 p.m. The kickoff between Pleasant Valley and Foothill in Palo Cedro is going to be at 7:30 p.m. And Foothill will also be wearing camo jerseys to honor our men and women in uniform. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you so much, KCNR, for hosting the 530 Blitz.
You bet. It's also 96.5 FM, too. And we talked Bethel University. That's Bethel out of Kansas. That's not our local Bethel church. They do not have a basketball team that I know of.
Not yet, at least.
Hey, you know what? It's going to be a great game. So thanks a lot, guys, for joining us today. And we're going to take a break from the news, and Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be joining us after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
As energetic as ever, former President Trump has held another in his ongoing series of Save America rallies. Last night found him in Sioux City, Iowa.
When Republicans take back Congress next week, we'll be fighting for the people of Iowa, and we will win for the people of Iowa. One of the first things we must do is stand up for parents' rights and parental rights. We will get critical race theory out of our schools.
Mr. Trump underscoring his support of Senator Chuck Grassley.
And also you're going to reelect one of the great governors in our country, Kim Reynolds, as your representative governor. She's been incredible. Everything she does, it just works.
Mr. Trump continuing to hint at making another run for the White House. Then there's President Biden pitching his student loan giveaway scheme even as it faces legal challenges.
At a college in New Mexico, the president said the government is busy preparing to offer up to $20,000 in debt relief for millions of borrowers.
By the end of this week, the Department of Education will have approved applications of 16 million Americans.
However, a federal appeals court has temporarily blocked the Biden administration's plan after states and conservative groups argued the White House doesn't have the legal authority to broadly cancel student loan debt. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Belt tightening at Twitter. Elon Musk reportedly planning to cut the staff of 7,500 by half. The Dow's up 531 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Lance Wall now, Christian author and evangelical leader, here to remind you that God's gifts should never be taken for granted. Take, for example, your retirement savings. You've worked hard for your money, and God has rewarded you for that. Now, with record inflation eating away at the value of the U.S. dollar, those rewards are literally being taken from you. But there is a way the faithful can fight back. By diversifying your retirement account into gold, your savings can be protected. And that's what God wants. Even better, a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group allows you to transfer your current retirement funds into gold without fees or penalties. To see how it works, text the word FAITH to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs. That's FAITH to 989898. Take action right now, and I pray that your family is blessed with continued prosperity.
North Korea has mobilized some of its warplanes, flying them over its territory after it test-fired around 30 ballistic missiles over the past 2 days, including an ICBM yesterday. In response, South Korea scrambled about 80 military aircraft, including advanced F-35 fighter jets, earlier today.
North Korea's Air Force is no match for the modern warplanes from South Korea and its ally, the United States. The North Korean fleet is made up of aircraft from the former Soviet Union and China. Some are from the 1950s. None is thought to be less than 30 years old. Just keeping them airworthy must be a challenge. But Pyongyang is furious at an extended military air exercise. It no doubt wanted to remind its enemies that it, too, has an air force.
The BBC's Michael Bristow, U.S. and South Korean forces have been conducting joint Vigilant Storm aerial exercises. News and analysis, townhall.com. Some big corporate names stepping back from the Twitterverse.
General Mills and Audi are the latest big advertisers to pause ads on Twitter as questions swirl about how the social media platform will operate under new owner Elon Musk. A spokesperson for the maker of Cheerios and Annie's Macaroni and Cheese confirmed the move Thursday. Last week, General Motors announced it had temporarily paused its Twitter advertising while it works to understand Twitter's direction under Musk's ownership. GM described the pause as a normal step it takes when a media platform undergoes significant change. An Audi spokeswoman said the German automaker is pausing ads and will continue to evaluate the situation. Keith Peters reporting.
Starbucks revenue rose 3%, hitting a record $8.41 billion in its fiscal fourth quarter. U.S. customers shrugging aside higher prices on frothy drinks and snacks. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning here on the 4th of November. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. So many great things that Shasta Regional Medical Center is doing over there. They are here for the community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan's at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Quickly, what the weather is.
Oh, the weather.
Just give us a couple of days.
It's going to be rainy. It's going to be rainy today. It's going to be rainy tomorrow. It's going to be, today is a high near 62. Saturday is going to be a high near 53. Sunday is going to be high near 56. That's going to be basically the weekend with lots of rain.
Okay. Weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated. It's out of Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. And on the line is Susan Eastman from Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green this morning after a positive jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 501 points at 32,505. The S&P 500 is positive 58 points at 3,777. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 169 points at 10,512. Active stocks this morning, Apple down 47 cents, trading at 138.22. Tesla up $6.69, trading at $222 per share. Amazon up $1.64 at $90.95. Stocks of local interest, Costco up $1.74 at $488. Walmart positive 94 cents, trading at $141.65. Target up 73 cents, that's $160.53. In the bond environment, the 10-year Treasury note is price sealed 4.136%. And over to commodities, gold is up $4.50 an ounce at $1,684. Silver up $1.24 at $20.96 per ounce. And crude oil is up too, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Are you going skiing?
I'm wearing a turtleneck today, so I look like I am. Not today, but we need that.
We need that. So,
snow.
Thank you so much, Susan.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You
everyone.
Too. Hey, that's Susan Eastman from, she's the First Vice President of Investments for Stifel Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. So, is Congressman Lamalfa called in yet?
Not to my knowledge. But,
okay, well, let's run with it then.
All right.
Hey, veterans and friends of veterans and people want to make sure veterans at least get an even break. You know, it's funny. They just started Operation Green Light.
Okay.
Operation Green Light is where you put, a green, on your outside house, on your, on the lights on by your door or whatever.
Okay.
I
support veterans.
I support veterans kind of thing. It's a green light. You just, and the idea is to let veterans know that we support them and that there's, that we care about what happens to veterans. Well, next Wednesday, my friends, at 10 o'clock at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. There's going to be a town hall, and it's going to be talking about the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. There was a proposal by the county administrative office to take the Shasta County Veterans Service Office and do away with them as a department, but keep them, of course, but take away the department status, have them work directly for Pat Minturn, who is the county administrative officer. And then also move them across the street to the Black Bear Diner headquarters. And people, when I say, yeah, they're moving them into the Black Bear Diners, you know, area. And people, only thing they think of, naturally, is the Black Bear Diner down there off of Cypress. No, it's going to be, they have a headquarters, because if you don't know this, is Black Bear Diner started up in Mount Shasta. And is now 170 stores throughout the country. And Bruce and Michelle made a conscious effort. Bruce Dean and Michelle Dean made a conscious effort because they got a lot of pressure because, you know, they moved up into, you know, the huge class where they, you know, with all the corporations and other people buying into it and everything. I mean, he's running a place. They made a conscious decision years ago. Now we're staying in Reading. Now, this is a national company that does very well. And they had their whole operation running out of this place across from the DA's office. And they have since moved to a new location, which is why this is open. But just on a note that they did not have to keep it here. It would have been easier corporate-wise and everything else to move it Texas or, you know, someplace else.
Las Vegas.
Well, no, someplace toward the center of the country.
Oh, okay.
But no. And so if you wanted to come work for Black Bear Diner in the corporate offices, you came to Redding, California. So that's just a shout-out to them. But they want to move the Shasta County Veterans Service Office across the street into this building, at least half of the building. And then the DA will take over the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Almost every, if not all, veterans organizations are really wary about this. They are not happy. When you take away the department status, then, and you're working directly for the CAO, the question then becomes, is the control of the money, then comes under the CAO. Now, most of the money comes under, it's Board of Supervisors CAO. So there's some questions there. Now, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office needs help with their administration because they end up one of their people, and you know, the head, and before it was Celestina, who took a couple of days a week just to do the admin. And so the ideal solution in my thoughts is, fine, take the admin. In the military, we went to consolidated admin because every company, every rifle company had admin, and that was a disaster because there was no admin people. We would take some a grunt that could type. When they checked in, can you type? No. Yeah, if you said yes, maybe you might have gotten a new job. I believe that there could be a way where the county administrative office takes over their admin, does all the invoicing, does all that kind of stuff. It just takes time away from the veterans. Their whole mission there is to help veterans of Shasta County. You know, there's that big sign on the freeway coming across the river, Shasta County honors its veterans. Well, this is a good way to show it, is take care of the veterans. I can tell you is that the Board of Supervisors are not, they don't, at least the ones I've talked to, and I've talked to a few, have said, we do not want to do anything that's going to take anything away from the veterans. So it's important that you show up next Wednesday and voice what you believe is right. To me, keeping it a department is real important. Having a VSO who is the department head is real important. Having enough VSOs, which means that after 10 or 11 months of training they do, is they need to be paid equivocally for that, because we're losing them to other places that pay more. So it's important. Now, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office brings in $3 to $4 million a year to the county of Shasta. Why? Because of benefits that they help our veterans receive that they have earned and they didn't know about them, they'd served, they'd been injured, they had served and they had hearing loss. All of these, they do the paperwork, they get it out there, and that monetary, they can put it in on a monetary thing that this is a department of the county that actually brings in money. Now, that's secondary to the main effort of helping veterans. So please join me on November 9th at 10 o'clock. That's Wednesday, November 9th at 10 o'clock in the board, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors chamber, and let them know, hey, whatever you do, don't touch the money that's helping the veterans. You want to pick up the admin and get that off their back? Yeah, that's fine with me. Change up the parking around there so there's actually room to park. Let people park behind the building in the DA's parking lot. Mark off 10 spots and say that's for the Veterans Service Office. They've got the spots in front and it could be marked Veterans Service Officer Office only, and then enforce it. That's why they've hired this person with that's going around giving tickets, just to ensure that. So there's ways to facilitate helping our veterans, streamlining the process, and I'm all for that. But it's important that you're there. You don't have to agree with me, but be there, and you don't have to be a veteran to show up there and say, hey, we're concerned that our veterans may be getting the short end of the stick here. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster, Jeff Wurst. And speaking of veterans, Jeff Wurst is a veteran. It's a veteran-owned business. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. There's nobody better at repairing your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack 22 inches in length. Yeah, that's right. And he guarantees his work for life. He doesn't take chances with your safety. He'll fix it. If he can't fix it, he'll give you the name of somebody he trusts to repair or to replace your whole windshield. And you can bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street. Or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Parton will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Wind River Resort and Casino and Primal Fighting Championship present Fight Night, Cage Inferno 2. Be there Saturday, November 12th for this intense action-packed night of mixed martial arts cage fighting.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting, no limits. Amateur title and pro fights of MMA in the cage.
This all-action, unforgettable event sells out.
Book your room and tickets with us now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. As well as online or at the River Club. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 4th of November, 8:22 in the morning. And the news is brought, I've already done that. This portion of the show is brought, I don't know, is it just Friday? Is
it's Friday. Me?
Gosh. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry, they're such nice people, and they have such a great selection of jewelry. It's Christmas coming up, and they're getting ready to have a big sale. That's right. Four Winds Jewelry, and it's their anniversary sale. You're going to find a great selection of jewelry ranging from estate sales to specially designed pieces and everything in between. Only at Four Winds Jewelry. All the things that are going on, we're waiting to see if Congressman Lamoff is calling. His office is searching for him right now. Yeah, I got to kind of imagine this close to the election. Who knows where he's
busy.
At?
And
he's
oh, busy. I'm sure.
I'm sure.
What's with the big box in front of the desk, by the way?
There's thousands of people here, though. You know, the big box and what?
Oh, it's the toys.
Toys for Tots. Thanks. You know, thanks. I do appreciate that. Hey, in front of our desk right here at 1326 Market Street, we have Toys for Tots going. We're starting it. It started now. If you, would like to bring in a new wrapped, and that means in the plastic, you don't have to wrap it, container, a new toy so that we can help make a good Christmas for those who are in need. Just come on by, drop it off. If I'm here, there's a good chance you'll get a $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks if I'm here. So do it early. Do it early and do it often. Come on in. Fill it up. And, you know, those hot cars and dolls and stuffed animals, those are cool. Those are cool to bring in here. Kids really, really appreciate them a lot. Election day. It's going to be Tuesday. And it could be a sea change in here. You know, the one question that I ask myself, am I better off now than I was 2 years ago? Is the country going in the direction that I believe that it should be going in? And, you know, maybe it's just me that thinks this. But I'm sure that my guest also believes probably around the same thing. Good morning, Congressman. Congressman LaMalfa?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here.
I've been filling. And my last question, and I don't know if you heard it, was, you know, when people go to vote Tuesday, I think the biggest question you have to ask yourself, are we better off now than we were 2 years ago? And, I mean, and be honest with yourself. Are we better than are our living conditions better? Is our bank's account better? Is just the conditions that we're living in and all the things that are happening, are we better off now than we were 2 years ago? Is that a good question?
Okay, if you're an executive for Pfizer or Moderna, yes. If you have a bail bond company, no.
Well, that's a good answer.
Well, it's a little bit facetious, but yes, if you work and you use fuel in your place of work, yeah, I mean it comes pretty apparent pretty fast.
Yeah,
because you know we were still in a COVID economy 2 years ago, but we had a lot of things going for us besides that. Where, you know, people were still trying to be relevant, still trying to be essential, I guess would be one of the terms. So I think obviously you don't need to answer that question, but people will be answering themselves on Tuesday or as they're filling their ballots up to that date. Well, you know, we're finding a lot of people still have their ballots at home. So I would encourage folks to get them filled out and drop them in at a drop box. Don't mail them. Don't mail them at this point, you know. But get them at a drop box. You hand carry them into the elections office if you want, but the drop boxes are sound. And don't need to do it on election day. You know, there seems to be a big push on that, and that doesn't really give you a better result. It probably guarantees that your ballot has to be part of the stuff that gets counted afterwards, because they aren't going to be able to process all those signatures and signature matching and all that stuff on election day. So they'll still get counted, but you'll probably be part of the pilot to having to count as in that delayed process, because we have to match the signatures on the mail-in envelope to the one they have on file. That's what we've gotten ourselves with this mail-in ballot mess.
Well, okay, here's a question. What impact will occur immediately in January if the GOP takes back the House and the Senate?
We'll immediately move to block the 87,000 new IRS agents, defund that, and move forward on restoring people's individual choices and liberty. You know, I mean, we won't be able to do everything because there's things that are in place by executive action by Biden, not to mention Newsom at the state level. That's a different ball of wax there. And the overall push towards restoring our economy, it will be, as the way the House legislates, a night and day difference. The Senate, if we can pick that off, will act a heck of a lot differently, too. And we only have to net one seat over there. So if we protect the seats that we have, we've got to protect Pennsylvania, which is already a Republican seat. You know, Dr. Oz back there isn't, you know, lighting people on fire too much, but the other guy, Fetterman, it's unbelievable he's even close. So, you know, Here's the thing, and it might be a kind of a cynical way of looking at it, but at least we can block bad things. You know, what that also will cause to happen is that if anything is going to get done in D.C., both sides are going to have to be at the table. They've been largely able to ignore Republicans during the Biden era because Pelosi got a majority in the House, Schumer a, you know, working majority of 50-50 plus one in the Senate. They haven't had to really talk to us about anything. You know, they can push through their so-called Inflation Reduction Act by a 50 plus one vote under what's called budget reconciliation. All the other big spending bills, if they can cloak it in budget reconciliation, which is only, again, a 50 plus one vote in the Senate, then they can pass their stuff. That's where a lot of the big spending has come from the last 2 years, is shrouding their spending in budget reconciliation process. So what they're doing is they use a budget, the previously passed budget, which has been a long, long time, as a vehicle under budget reconciliation. You can change things about that budget. There has to be in the spending some nexus that they legally can point to as part of that. So, Carl, with the House and especially with the Senate, we can block a lot of bad things, and Biden will have to send his people to sit at the table with our team of negotiators on appropriations, on budget bills, on anything. And it'll have to be somewhat bipartisan, okay? So that's what it'll look like.
Okay. So, hey, we have to take a quick break here because we have a lot of political ads that have to be run. And we'll be right back with that. We're with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. You know, and Congressman, what I'd like to talk about when we get back is what can, you know, I realize y'all can block things, but what can the, if the GOP has the Senate and Congress, I mean, in the House of Representatives, when we get back, what impact can y'all have on inflation, on gas prices, or of any of that stuff when we get back from this break? We'll be right back.
City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics.
I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's the 4th of November, 8:35 in the morning. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. I don't know, Congressman, if you could hear our break going on, but it's all political ads. So it's that time of the year. Good morning. Welcome back.
I'm glad there's people at least making their, making the case there instead of it all being on the internet or some other medium, because people need to understand who they're voting for, what they're voting for, and the ads are just one piece of that, sign along the road. I've always kind of laughed at the signs, so I put them out myself anyway. But I hope it's not just a sign that's making a difference on what people are talking about. As far as why they're going to vote for somebody, but it's the last few days of that. So I guess your ad rates are going to get cheaper here, electricity, right, Carl?
No, they pay up front. We have a really good ad rate here. We can't charge more for political ads or for certain times of the year. It's always the lowest price we get.
I know
that, but other people may not know that. We can't jack up the prices. No, nor would we want to. We want to get as many people on as we can. Now, Congressman,
I appreciate that about your show because you try to interview just about everybody involved.
We try.
The different races there, so that's good. It gives people a chance to hear it. So.
Here's the thing: is we don't endorse local because. Frankly, I applaud anybody that's in these local races because they're stepping out into a tough job and they're taking their time. They sure as hell don't get paid anything for the city council. The board of supervisors is a little bit better. So anyway, is there anything, if the GOP takes over the House of Representatives and the Senate, if you look at the three things that people are really, really looking at, it's inflation, it's the border, it's crime. It's everything else. I mean, you abortion, schools, all of this falls way below those three things. Can the if the GOP takes over the House and the Senate, can they do anything about the inflation that's going on right now?
Well, Carl, if you believe inflation is driven in large part by too much cheap money out in circulation, too much cheap money being dumped into the economy, too much money, too many dollars chasing too few products. That had a double edge to it because during the time of a lot of the shutdown on the whole pandemic, there's a lot of people at home doing their, hobbies, they're fixing up their house or, fixing up their cars, the car hobby. A lot of people had money to spend from what had been a pretty good economy and not enough products to go out and purchase because it was like only stimulus checks that kept coming in the mail, Well, there was a lot of money chasing not many products because a lot of people weren't allowed to go to work. I think what you can directly attribute is that when federal government is throwing too much money around via the stimulus so-called stimulus, or just flat spending trillions anyway, then we've seen the economy greatly affected by government overspending. You know, we're $31 trillion in debt. And it rolls off the tongue, you know, spending a trillion here, a trillion there. The Inflation Reduction Act was a junk cause of inflation. The numbers are staying at 8% annually over, you know, every month-to-month report, 8.3, I think. So the question they have is that it would be solved largely by Congress dealing in the spending and focusing on the things that we have to spend on, the things that are required, and not dreaming up new stimulus packages or Inflation Reduction Act, so-called legislation that is just adding to it. It's more excuses to spend on pet projects that Dems have dreamed about doing for a lot of years. The focus needs to be a strong military, a strong border, the basics of keeping infrastructure that we actually count on, our highways and such, maintained or added to when you can. But it's really like, you know, people in their household economy, they're playing it pretty narrow right now. They're playing it pretty tight. There's not everybody running around on vacation. You know, if you're middle income or lower middle income, you've got obligations with house payments, car payments, trying to put your kids through college. You're playing things pretty tight right now. And I think that will be seen in the upcoming Christmas season. I think things will probably be a little lighter there. And, let alone what kind of supply chain effects there'll be on what you can actually see in the store. Congress needs to do the same thing as normal people do in their households when things are tough. You know, it's harder already to afford the groceries and the other basics, and of course the fuel to get yourself to work, school, what have you. It's tough everywhere. And government buys fuel, government buys electricity to operate itself, you know, and we have to focus on being frugal as a government. I think that will be a change in a Republican House and or Senate that you'll see moving in that direction. We'll still be spending on the things that we must, and unfortunately it's still going to be at a deficit because we haven't been able to get government under control well enough. And it's a disingenuous argument when you start talking about that in public. Like, oh, that means the Republicans are going to cut this, they're going to cut that. You know, they're trying to pin Social Security cuts and Medicare cuts because one candidate said something about, hey, we should look at some new ideas on how we're going to do that because both of those systems are going to be on the rocks in the mid-2030s.
Oh, yeah, that has to be addressed, and yet it doesn't mean that the people on Social Security are going to be getting cuts and all that. I mean, if you just look at what was said, but something has to address it. You know, whether it's a year later that you pick it up, or if it's I don't know. We can't let it go broke in 2030.
No, one of the ideas is to keep bumping the retirement age, you know, one month each year, right?
Uh-huh.
And over a period of time, the numbers start to come together on that. But then there's a lot of people with Social Security that never paid into it. It's been extended in ways that has, if you just treated it as a pension, a retirement plan, things like that, what you pay in, the government holds for you, is what you get out, along with the growth over the time of what it grew. If it was as simple as that, it would be solvent, because nobody would be getting out more than what they got in. And that goes true, by and large, for most retirement pension plans. I can't speak for the state-operated ones, because the taxpayers have to throw in for what the growth, you know, they project like 7% growth. I don't know what the number is today on PERS at the state level, and the economy is only growing at 2.25%. So the taxpayer has to make up that gap because they overpromised down there in Sacramento of what could actually be delivered in a real economic situation. So,
uh-huh.
Well, government has to get real at all levels on that.
Here's a question one of our callers said, I find this interesting. Will the House impeach Biden?
I don't spend a lot of time conversing about any of this impeachment, because here's the real reality on the numbers. You have to have a majority of members in the House to support an impeachment procedure, right? That can happen. You know, it's happened.
It's happened.
Three times in the last 30 years, I think, with the Clinton back in the day in the 90s, and then twice with Trump, you know. I mean, both Trump ones were ridiculous, especially the second one. He had 2 weeks left of his term. They decided they're going to have an impeachment procedure just to try and, you know, put more taint on him. They still haven't gotten him for any single thing that they've, you know, you find out the Russia stuff, the hoax, the phone calls, the hoax, all this stuff. And the Democrats that are pushing that aren't really paying the price. Now, some of the Republicans that voted in favor of impeachment, they're paying the price. Liz Cheney's gone, Kinzinger's gone, several others that were, I think, of the 10 that voted in the second Trump impeachment, only one or two of them are coming back, you know, so they either retired or what have you. So it wasn't going good for them. So that all said, talking about impeachment of Biden, you know, he's terrible. And the people that actually run him are terrible. For what, you know, you and I think the priorities for the country are. He's, you know, been more aggressive. The people behind him have been more aggressively pushing an extreme agenda than has ever been seen in this country. But bottom line is, you know, a Republican majority could conceivably pass that in the House if it would do any good or be a good idea. Once you get it over the Senate, you'll never get 67 votes in the Senate. That's what's required.
Yeah, I mean,
do we spend our time on something that will not happen? Do we do it anyway as a symbolic gesture? You know, if there's people want to get rid of Mayorkas there in Department of Homeland Security for how terrible he's doing on the border, probably deserves it. Are you going to get the votes to do it? You know, could it happen in the House? It could happen. If you have the numbers that you could possibly make it happen in the House. You'll never get there in the Senate. Dems will defend him. So do you want us to focus weeks on that versus repairing this massive economy and the other things that are falling apart at the border with China, everything around the world, the things the House can effectively do, you know, in our own backyard with our resources and our water? You know, you're not going to pass an impeachment of anybody politically. It just ain't going to happen unless there's...
That's a good question. I mean, that's a good answer in the sense of we've got things we need to fix right here in our country, and why spend the time and the effort to do something that's not going to happen at the end? You know, maybe when everything's fixed, who knows? But you all need to concentrate on what's happening right now in our country, because I'm watching people that are, you know, they're making that choice between putting gas in their car, which they have to do, and food on the table, and then all the other things that fall out. That impacts on all the other businesses. And we got to take another quick break, Congressman, and we'll be right back.
Here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Bassetti, former mayor of the city of Reading, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Parton will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1, Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad, paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We've been talking about what happens if the GOP takes back the House and the Senate. Wouldn't that be something? Congressman, this January 6th committee that keeps going on and on and on, will we see the end of that?
Carl, you'll see that it's a House committee, not Senate, so you'll see that committee continue to exist in a Republican majority for a time and ask the questions that so many of us have been wondering from almost day one. Why did Pelosi disallow National Guard at Trump's request to be available at the Capitol when they had intel coming across the internet off of social media and such? That indicated there might be an issue, right?
Okay.
You know, we had 4 years of Antifa and BLM and all these other riots burning down D.C., including the day Trump was inaugurated, and that was ignored. We had all the riots all around the country. We had the intel out there that this would be something that might require a little extra security. Oh, they didn't want to have the optics, the visual of being National Guard. Well, they sure brought them in within days, and they sat there for 6 months with a double row of fence all around the U.S. Capitol, including Biden's actual inauguration day. So these questions need to be asked of Pelosi's team, of Schumer's team, of the mayor of D.C. who has a say in it for some reason, and the folks involved in the Pentagon that denied the president that. So they're saying, oh, why did he do something on that day? Well, it's already been shut down. So we'll ask all those other questions. Why did the Capitol Police, the police chief, who hasn't really given any answers, behave in the way that they did? Were they outmanned? Probably. But we saw images. We have thousands of hours of video that has not been released. We still have people sitting in the brig in Washington, D.C. that haven't had their day in court. And that's unbelievable to me. These are all things that the January 6th committee under Republican control. Mr. McCarthy's going to put people on there that he asked to have there to begin with, such as Jim Jordan and Jim Banks. They're going to be on the committee. They're going to ask these tough questions that have been ignored for basically 2 years while Cheney and those others are you know, trying to make hay. So Liz Cheney is auditioning to be the next host on MSNBC or something, because, you know, it's just ridiculous what they've gotten away with, the disingenuous questions and the direction, you know. And they're trying to dress us up, you know, that says five officers got killed on January 6th. No, none did. And the first one that died, unfortunately, was more of internal conditions, had nothing to do with the riot. The only person that was killed that day was killed by an officer. He was unarmed. He was in a place he shouldn't have been, admittedly. But there was no reason for that shooting of Ashley Babbitt. Why hasn't that officer been brought in? Where's this Ray Epps character who they've arrested? Everybody else has had their picture in a video camera that day. But anyway, I go on. It'll look different. We'll get to a conclusion, and there might be prosecutions if there's a fair deal.
Well, that was the part. We've still got people in jail. And in some cases, it's for trespassing. Maybe it's not, but right. It seems like it.
Yep. Most of those folks are the initial, you know, few hundred that did the breaking and entering, given the full extent of the law. You broke into a hallowed place. But the rest that wandered in, like, you know, they're basically like trespassing tourists. What's the fine for going into a closed national park? Make it that amount or double that because it's the capital or something. But, you know, and get it processed and get it out there. There's a whole lot of people that never get processed for anything or prosecuted with all these riots that have been very destructive and lives lost in Seattle and Portland and Minneapolis and D.C. and many others. It's amazing what law enforcement's looking the other way at in some cases.
Yeah. Okay, Congressman, we've got like about 4 minutes left. It's all yours.
Oh, for me? Well,
yeah, I mean, things that, Carl, that you see coming and all that.
I hear people out there in some cases saying, I'm not going to bother to vote, it doesn't matter, or they cheat anyway, you know? Well, I'd say your vote always matters. It's always going to count. If someone somewhere is cheating, I don't think that's happening in our counties in Northern California and such. But make them do it. Make them come through us to do this, because they will get caught. They will get held accountable at some point. So we have to have enough faith in our republic. We're not a democracy. Enough faith in that. Whether it was January 6th, where, you know, yes, things broke down on the security of the Capitol, but after a few hours, we came back and finished our job in determining what needs to be done with those electoral votes. We did our job. And so all of us have a job to do. As frustrated as you are, and I'm frustrated too, but I'm in the middle of this, you have to get your vote done. You have to get your vote turned in. Don't wait till election day. Get it to the drop-off boxes or at the clerk's office there beforehand. Don't be part of the rush and don't have your vote. You know, they won't be able to process it because these mail-in ballots, they take more time. I'd like to go back to a situation where we can vote at precincts on election day. The election ends at 8 p.m. on election night. None of these ballots trailing in overtime, you know, and people want to do that in person. They're more keyed in on that than they ever have been. So for me personally, I'm honored to be able to represent this district, and I'll always fight for the things, for vote liberty, for vote individual choices for people and where they live and how they work, what they drive, what they own, that their Second Amendment rights are going to be safeguarded, that will prioritize our law enforcement and public safety and real infrastructure that will put, you know, the water into the fields to grow crops, the water into your tap so you can operate your home, operate your business, that we can manage our forests in a way it actually makes sense instead of the slow walking that Forest Service and others have been stuck with because environmentalists sue them to death. So I've never presented myself as a politician. We don't need more politicians. We need people that are representatives that come from the people. And I've been doing this a long time, but I still feel that I am of the people and with them. If you want to play by the rules of the U.S., then, and the rules that the founders had put in place, the basic rules of the Judeo-Christian work ethic, then we're all on the same team. So, on the issues on the ballot, you could vote no on every one of those propositions to be just fine. I especially ask you to vote no on Prop 1. Abortion is already legal in California. It doesn't need to be enshrined in the Constitution even up until the day before birth. I ask for your vote for myself, and right there in Shasta County, you got a lot of hot contests there. But one that's special to me is Brenda Haynes who has worked her heart out for my office and the people of this district. And also she's been on the Adderson-Cottonwood Irrigation District for quite some time and has always been a voice for the people. And she's under attack right now, and they're making stuff up about her, you know. And they were given a bad hand by the Bureau of Reclamation and the State Water Resources Control Board, and they're going to put the resources they've been given by their water assets to improve that district. But we need not throw her over the cliff because of a perception that's being driven by a few, and some saying some really nasty things, trying to enter me into this thing as well. So I would support those that, within the listing space there that have that choice. Please support Brenda Haynes for that district, because she'll work her heart out for you. So with all that, show up, vote, turn those ballots in. Don't wait till election day, and process them. Get them done, because there's people in Arlington and people that have fought in that cemetery, and fought wars for this right to do that. The least we can do is to fill it out and sitting in your pajamas at the kitchen table and send somebody down to drop it off for you at the box or what have you. So I'm not saying this very well, but I'm just getting a little...
I got it.